Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 12th of February 2023. This week we have new language pages about Chayuku Mixtec, a Mixtecan language spoken in Oaxaca in southern Mexico, Añi, a Kwa language spoken mainly in Benin and also in Togo and Ghana in West Africa, and Hinko, a northwestern Luanda language spoken in the northwest of Pakistan. We have a new constructed script called Sulat Hiligaynon, which was invented by Julius Alfred Cordova as an alternative way to write Hiligaynon, which is spoken in the western Visayas region of the Philippines. There's a new adapted script called Balabari, which is a way to write Zulu with the Balinese script, devised by Alison Powell. We have another constructed script called Machak Aymar, which was created by the Dankboy69 as an alternative way to write Aymara, a language spoken mainly in Bolivia and Peru. And we have a new page about Anglish, which is a version of English with words borrowed from other languages replaced by words from native roots. There are new numbers pages in Añi, which we've already mentioned, and Chayuku Mixtec, which has also been mentioned, and Chamorro, a Malayo-Polynesian language spoken in Guam and the Northern Mariana Islands. On the Omniglot blog this week, we're having some musical fun with the Japanese word kyoku, which means a tune or melody, and also enjoyment, fun, interest or pleasure. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in Mexico. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Beja, a North Cushitic language spoken in parts of Egypt, Sudan and Eritrea. In this week's adventure in etymology, we're unwrapping the origins of the word bandana and discovering links to words like band, bend, bind, bond and tulip. On the Celtiatir blog, there's a new post about words for graves, ditches, and related things in Celtic languages. And on the Celtic Pathways podcast, we are looking into words for bulls and related beasts in Celtic languages. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.